You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. That's right. This is your show. Welcome. And this is your host, Michael, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Today, we got a very good show for you today. That's right. But before we get started, we got to introduce the people in the studio. That's right. To my right, the executive producer, Lynn Golder. Lynn Golder, you there?
I sure am. If I wasn't here, you wouldn't be here.
That's true.
Welcome, everybody, to the, believe it or not, time is flying, April 23rd, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thanks for joining us.
And to my left, we have the ultimate singer.
Infamous.
Infamous. That's a good word. Good word. I like it. Dave Hildebrand.
Howdy, y'all. Hi, Michael. Lynn, good to see you guys. And Chris, my buddy out there in the studio. At least.
And to his right, or I should say to his left. I'm sorry, to his left. My right. We have Brenda.
That's right.
His better half.
The Hillebrands are here, the social butterflies.
That's right. And behind the scene, that's right.
Working hard.
I think he's on the phone already.
This is the place with his face on board. We have Chris Shaw behind the scenes. Chris, welcome. Woo. Thanks for boarding with us.
I'm here. I got you. I'm handling your phone call. I got you covered.
Okay. All right.
The phone to call us in before we get started is 407. 894-1680, 407-894-1680. That's the place. That's right. That's the number to call, 407-894-1680.
Call collect. Call today.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org. or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Remember, Lighthouse, that's right. And remember also, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's what we're all about. Catering to the low vision, legally blind, and the blind community. We're the bridge, that's right, for the sighted folks and us, the blind folks. What do you want, Lynn? You're on.
I would like to give two special shout outs today. The first one is to Alonzo Jones, the manager at Olive Garden on West Colonial in Orlando. Hi, Alonzo. Hope you're listening. And also to Joey at Olive Garden, a wonderful server.
He was fabulous.
He was fabulous. Yes, he was. Yes, so he was. Hello to Alonzo. Hello to Joey. And hope you stay tuned for the 2 hours. It's going to be a great show.
And for you folks in Florida, don't forget 2J's. The place to go if you want good corned beef, good pastrami, good food.
Great desserts.
That's right. That's right.
I love the Rubens myself.
That's right. And before we get started, got to talk about one thing, about what's happening right now. What do I hear in the background, all this talking?
Caller from California.
What's going on?
No, our guest caller had a time issue.
Oh, time issues.
She'll call back.
Okay. So anyway, here's what we're talking about today when we start off the show. Okay, ready for this, Dave?
Ready.
Okay. I don't know if you ever had a problem, but I have had lately, and I want to discuss it with my folks. I don't care if you're sighted. I don't care if you're blind. I don't care what you are, but let's see if you ever had a problem like me of late. Listen to this. If you ever went to a doctor,
He ever tell you if you have an operation, the negative of it? Did he ever tell you what a problem may be after your operation? If he gives you medicine, does he ever tell you the side effects? He ever tell you the side effects of the operation? He ever tell you anything other than you got to have it done? I don't care if it's your fingernail. Okay, you got to have your fingernail done. Okay, fine. But are you smart enough? I know I wasn't. I know I never said to the doctor, so tell me, doctor, what are my side effects? And, you know, you folks out there listening to this show right now, you know I am not completely blind. I have very, very, very little sight. But I do have a little sight. I got a problem now. Ever since my operation about a month and a half ago on my right eye, because now I've got to wear sunglasses even when I'm in the house and it's dark, because any kind of light, unbelievable, hurts my eyes. They never said to me, well, if you have this operation, we're going to have a problem right now with your eye because now you're going to have light problems. Well, after I had it done, my man Gary, good friend of mine, Gary Sinclair, for those who know our co-host, he said to me, the problem, well, I said, Gary, why didn't you tell me this before I had the operation? I would have asked, but I didn't ask. So anybody out there.
The flip side of that, Michael, was the doctor said you would have zero vision if you didn't do it.
You're right, so but he never mentioned. But you know what? If he would have said to me the minuses, then it would up to me to choose what the story is.
So let me ask this. If he did give you the minuses, would you still have gone through with the
surgery? I don't know. At least I would have thought about it. At least I would have known. I mean, all the things I've had wrong with me lately, when I had my cancer and radiation, the radiation was a breeze. But he didn't tell me all the side effects after all the radiation.
What do you think about it, David?
So the question is, if you, anybody out there, have anything to say, call us. Just discuss it. 407-894-1680. You ever take any pills, David or Brenda, where they don't tell you side effects and you got all kinds of side effects?
Fortunately, I have never had any surgeries or anything like that, but I can understand, you know, nowadays it seems like the nurse practitioner tends to tell you and communicate a lot more.
That's
the doctor
right.
shows their face and may give you some basic info, but I think that they typically leave
physician's
it to the nurses
assistant.
As their responsibility to tell you all the particulars. And I mean, if they don't, especially with something like that, I don't think it is. I mean, it would have been helpful for you to be able to have asked, but I think these guys.
I think we should ask though.
I think that typically it's their responsibility to tell you some of the.
Well,
the
I understand.
But they're in a hurry a lot of times.
Yeah, but I understand that in Florida they don't have to say anything, but Massachusetts, I understand, and New Hampshire and Vermont, there's some states they have to tell you the side effects before they operate, and they tell you also the side effects of all the medicine. Hey, Brenda, you ever had a problem with side effects to medicine, and then they didn't tell you?
Oh, I'm the wrong person to ask, because unlike Dave, who probably has one doctor, I have several, and several surgeries and situations, and there's always an individual situation where the doctors will say everyone is unique, so this may or may not happen. Usually I see the anesthesiologist a lot of times, or the anesthetist would be the one to tell you the risk or what to expect when you're going under, but if you're going to remember when you come out.
No, but what about any side effects after, a year or two later?
Yes, yes. I've had eye surgery myself, and refractive lens replacement surgery, and 3 years ago, expecting far more better results than what I have. But I'm just grateful that I can see, as opposed to my husband who can't see anything. So I think it's a situation, especially in Florida, we've got a lot of medical malpractice suits that send people to the courts, to the point where we've had tort reform laws, other actions in Tallahassee, impacting the patient's bottom line treatment, how the physician is going to handle that patient.
You know, don't forget, when I went blind, no one told me where to go.
Right.
The doctors never told me. They never told me there's a place called the Lighthouse. They never told me what to do. Now, I don't know, you folks out there, wherever you are listening, you can call in and tell us your problem, because if you went blind along the way, did anybody ever tell you where to go, what to do?
Well, I can tell you that we reach out to doctor's offices probably every week, and we've got a couple people that typically that's part of their job is to let the community know about Lighthouse. But there are so many different doctors, and of course it's still up to them if they want to hang on to the information or do something with it. But there are a lot of really good doctors that do refer to people to us, which is great. And we really appreciate that
at
Lighthouse.
The problem is Lighthouse doesn't see anywhere near the amount of people there is in this area.
Sure. No, just because, a very small fraction.
Exactly. Why is it that 80%, 90% of the population that is visually impaired or blind don't go to a Lighthouse, wherever they are? If they're in Philadelphia, if they're in somewhere, they don't go to a place to help themselves.
Well, I'll tell you, part of the problem, believe it or not, is that there's a lot of people that don't go to an eye doctor. Even, like I say, we reach out to a lot of different clinics and eye doctors and stuff, but there's a number of people that can't afford to go to an eye doctor, and that's part of the problem with our
system. We're going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming. Don't go away. You stay right there. We'll be right back. This is Michael from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Orcam Glasses, remember that name, Orcam. The glasses that you can afford. They have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses help you to do it. Remember, Orcam, affordable, financing available. And as they say, costs you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention, led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialists, Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
OrCam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to
let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there. Your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's right. And this is your host, Michael. Right now, we have Brenda, who's going to tell you a little bit about what you should ask. What?
Actually, it's backwards. What? Well, you could read those
Linda
first.
Linda and I both are just going to chime in. Of course, you can understand the concern, but Lynn and I were just saying how important it is to be proactive. And what?
But most people aren't proactive.
All right, I'll do the first few and then Brenda's
Wait,
pick
before
up
you get started, yeah. I'm talking about this. Most people are like me. I have a mouth, but when it comes to a doctor, I'm shy. I don't keep my mouth shut. I keep my mouth shut. I don't ask.
All right.
What the girls are going to talk to you about.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
You have a caller
I'm
here
sorry.
Too.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What? The girls?
No. What? Mike, say that statement
He's
again.
Shy?
When it comes to doctor,
I know it is a little hard to believe
the S
in it.
Word? You're what?
You can say that word? I don't even think that word exists.
Yeah, when I come to the doctors,
I
don't open my mouth. But guess what?
Maybe I'm not start, educated.
Well,
when
I'm
going to
start.
To
I'm
going to
start asking. I'm going to start asking the questions to the doctor.
Talk to Gary real fast. See what he wants.
Okay,
blind man Gary. How you?
We have a line.
See
we
what
have
he
caller
wants.
Gary from Winter Park, Florida. What do you got
hey,
to
Gary.
Say to yourself, Gary?
Hello, guys. I thought you forgot about me.
No, I wouldn't forget about you.
What?
Hi, Michael Lynn and David. And I wanted to tell you, Michael, you sort of cut it off a little bit about what I was talking to you about cataract. And I have a problem. I cannot see anything. I have light perception. And even with the bad, bad cataracts, I still have light perception, but it isn't hurting my eyes. The VA wanted me to come in, and they want to take my cataracts off. I said, why? You want to prevent pain. Why take the cataracts off and induce light back into my eyes, which is going to make me tear up and not going to hurt me? And they stopped and thought and said, you know, you're absolutely right. Unless your cataracts are hurting you, there's no need to remove them. So I still have my cataracts, and I'm comfortable, and it's my natural sunglasses is my cataracts right now.
Okay.
You challenged authority.
You
That's
challenged
one of the
authority.
Things
yeah.
of our generation.
But it made them stop and think, because it was a retinal specialist, and she says, you know, you're absolutely right. I never thought about it that way. So, yeah, you got to speak up sometimes.
Well, thanks for calling in, Gary. Appreciate it. Thank
Brenda,
you.
I'm waiting to hear your
Take care, Gary. Though,
okay.
Keep on working.
Talk to you later.
Keep on doing.
All right, Dick, Gary.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Now it's time for the girls.
All right, so
okay,
here we
girls.
Go. So the first question that you, your doctor wished that you would ask is, what are the different treatment options? So gone are the days when a doctor simply chooses the best course of action and dictates the choice. It's up to you to ask and find out what are the options, and you'll sort it out together. The second question is, what outcome should I expect? So you might think everything will be hunky-dory after a surgery, but you have to find out, you know, how many days you're going to be recuperating. And it's very important to ask what type of medical and symptomatic outcomes you can expect. And the third question is, do we have to do this now, or can we that's good, Lynn. Can we revisit it later? So doctors almost always have too much to do and too little time in which to do. So when they meet with a patient, there's a temptation to be as thorough as possible with tests or treatments. But some things can wait, and that you have to find out, well, is it okay if I wait? You know, and maybe you don't want to be rushed into things. You want to think a little bit, take the time and digest it. The fourth question is there anything I can do on my own to improve my condition? And you all know that can be a lifestyle choice and sleeping habits and smoking habits and just things that you can do on your own. And then another question, the fifth question is, what are the side effects? Michael's favorite dilemma
side effects,
question.
Right.
There's always the possibility that what I do with medications could hurt a patient, this one doctor says. So you just have to come right out and ask for the side effects. You really should. So you're not surprised later.
Can
Brenda, you have some more.
Can I ask this question? Can we ask this question to him?
Sure.
Here's a question I always ask the doctor.
What do you ask?
Why am I here?
Why are you
usually they ask you.
Oh, that's the other way around?
Yes.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
I just figure I asked.
They don't want to assume.
Well, you didn't ask that with your teeth a few weeks ago.
But no,
why you were there.
I knew why, and I said, do we really have to do this? That's what
I
said.
Well, you were in pain.
Good for you.
I told you. Yeah. I would take care of you good. Just give me a wrench and I'll take care of a pliers.
That's okay, Mike. We good.
And let's see, even if you do have that done, number six question that Lynn found was, how will I hear about my test results?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
You know, you're going to sit there and you're going to have a little bit of anxiety concerning the outcome of a possible good or bad. So it would be nice to know, how are you going to be notified about that? Let them know that.
How long is it going to take?
Yes,
that's
if,
the
you're
big
gonna,
question.
If you're not going to be able to receive phone calls, you're going to be out of the country or what? Let them know that. Maybe you can get a reply sooner. How much will this cost is number seven. How much will this cost me with Obamacare and other things changing, whether you're on Medicare or TRICARE for life? God bless you. That's great. But how much will it cost me? Because the next question that you should ask is, should I get a second opinion? And you know, if you go to another doctor, they're going to want to be compensated for their time.
I got a second opinion lately, and my first doctor, who I use all the time, got mad at me. I got a second opinion.
He should appreciate the fact that you are proactive in your own health, which makes a better patient. And the last one is number nine, kind of like when you go on an interview, if you can jog your memory, but it says, what questions haven't I asked that I should have? It's like, what questions should I ask? I mean, have you forgotten to tell me something? I mean, I know I've asked when I should do this or when should I do that, but what if I know? Oh, yes, by the way, don't drive. That's very important.
That's good for a blind person.
Absolutely.
We're Listen, folks, this. You got anything to say? Call in 407-894-1680. Okay.
I was always curious because for some odd reason, and I don't understand, this is the second time it happened to me. When I went for surgery some years ago, I tore my ACL playing football. I had a helmet to hit me in the knee and busted it, and I went under. And I came back, and they was like, son, you're not in a football game. Calm down, relax. So just recently when I got my wisdom tooth pulled, they put me under again, and they woke up, and they was like, son, what do you think you are? This is not a football game. So maybe is that a side effect for me?
Wow.
Or do I relapse and think I'm still playing football how I used to play?
That's weird.
But you have bad reactions to anesthesia, that's for sure.
But it's the same thing. It's the same situation. He thinks he's on the football field.
My mom said the same thing, and my wife said the same thing.
Wow.
Well, right now we're going to go to Dave. Dave?
All right.
Things that
you go. We would hear a song,
don't
Dave.
Don't put me under, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I could do a song
Let's
for you.
Let's hear a song.
Let's see.
We're going to go to trivia and we'll hear your
see
song.
See if I can do the...
Well, I'll tell you, one twist on the doctor's thing real quick is, right now there's a lot of doctors that are well-educated that may not tell you the other possibilities. Like there are plenty of different types of treatment that may not necessarily be approved. For example, my mom, bless her soul, is no longer with us, but years ago, she had a thyroid problem and connected with a thing called Graves' disease. And her doctor told her, basically off the record, if you had some cannabis, actually this would improve your condition or could very well improve your condition. A lot of doctors would be afraid to mention that right now because in the state of Florida, they don't have such a thing as medical cannabis, except for the people that are basically dying. But for a lot of people, treatments like that and other things could help their disposition considerably. So That's another unusual thing, that there's some doctors that don't tell you the whole truth because they feel that they will catch heck for doing so, but they know in their heart that there are other means to get around things.
That's right.
Okay, let's hear a song.
Okay, well,
on that note.
All right, well, on that note, I'm going to play an original song for you, since I never have before. And this is called It's Just a Plant. Guess what that's referring to, Michael? Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Looked out my window the other day, down in Orlando, FLA. A team of policemen down the street, sirens blaring, wondering what they're here for. I know that they can't be that nice neighbor next door. Guns all raised up high, taking no chance with that guy with the plants. It's just a plant with pretty red flowers. Well, it's just a plant. Some say it's got powers, but what does it hurt? Not woman or man that grows in the dirt, direct from God's hand. The light up or not, we're on a mission. We got to stop this prohibition. Goes to those at 420. We've come a long way, but a long way to go. Washington and Colorado still amazes me. Looks like the people have spoke, and now they got the right to light up and smoke. Light up or not light up, it's their right to be free. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But it's just a plant with pretty red flowers. Well, it's just a plant. Some say it's got powers, but what does it hurt? Not a woman or man that grows in the dirt, direct from God's hand. Haven't we learned since we last got burned? It's good for what ails ya, for so many things. Don't let them derail ya when momentum starts to roll. Oh yeah. Good for asthma. Yeah. Good for glaucoma. I've heard they use it for Alzheimer's. You know it's true, me and you. Whoa, whoa. I see it now, it's just a plant. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, it's just a plant. Yeah, yeah. It's just a plant. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's all it is.
All right.
Well, I hope the police don't come and get it.
Alternative treatment.
Yes. Okay, we heard that song. I hope you don't get in trouble for that one.
I'll do less controversial ones after that.
All right, 407-894-1680.
It's just a plan.
Yeah, just a plan. We're going to trivia now. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? This is by Dave. Pick this one. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
You wanna do? I can't tell you who to talk to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to talk to. If you want me to love you,
Chris. He loves it. Who to talk to? It's your thing. It's your thing. I can't wait.
Okay.
Who's
singing this song?
Michael.
What?
I can't wait to tell you a little bit of background about that song.
Okay. You know, last week they got a song and I didn't think anybody was going to get it.
No,
I was fell off the floor. When they said the moon glows, I couldn't get over it. I said, wow. Now, this group's been around for a long
time.
Somebody's
on the phone already.
407-894-1680. We've had some people calling in already. Let's see who is going to get this song.
I got to tell you, that's really interesting.
What'd you find?
I can't tell because I give it away, but I'll tell them after. What was the question? Who the group was?
Yeah, who's the group?
Okay.
Big group.
So I can't give any hints. I have to wait.
I could give a really small hint.
No, don't.
Okay, I'll be good.
No. It wasn't the moon glows, I will tell you that.
Yeah,
there you go.
Who's on the line? Anybody on the line? 407-894-1680.
I'm not very good at Christmas either. I have a hard time keeping secrets on presents and stuff.
Yeah, don't gonna give any hints. Go give the song away. See if they get it. And then you can tell. If anybody gets it, then you can tell.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
And if nobody's going to get it in 5 minutes, I'll give the answer. 5 minutes. I'll let Dave give the answer in 5 minutes.
I think people
got
to know.
He's got a few people on the phone. We got to see who's first.
Okay, who's first? Who's second? Okay.
They're burning up the phone lines.
I'm hearing.
All right.
What's going on
tension's
here?
Tension's mounting here.
Yes, the tension is mounting. Who's on the line?
Oh, I thought melting, he said. I was going to say. The chocolate's not melting, but the...
That was our good friend that gave us a call. He won last week.
So he knew
exactly who it is. He said that with no hesitation.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, he knew exactly who it was. But I got somebody else calling in right now, and I think you're gonna like this caller. You're gonna like this guy right here. Hold on.
Calling from the moon? Where are they calling from?
From the galaxy of I don't know.
I think Dave's
what area code?
That's close to here.
The galaxy of
Inez.
So who was that? Michael, who went? Who
Earth.
Called in?
Brother Theo.
Brother Theo.
Theo. Yeah. Is it Theo or Theo?
Theo.
I don't know. So.
Maybe it was.
That was a good song, Dave.
Everybody recognizing.
I like that one.
I'm waiting for it to show on Facebook.
407-894-1680. Who's on the line?
You would know a bunch of their old songs too.
Don't give any hints.
Here we go. Oh, it's Charles Brooks from Kissimmee, Florida.
Hey, Charles.
You think he win lately?
No.
Well, good evening. How is everybody?
How you doing?
How you doing, Charles?
It's the voice.
I'm doing good.
Oh, my
good.
Gosh. There's another good. Caller. I hope you get it, Charles, because they're lining up behind
so
you.
So who's on the line after him?
I don't know.
Don't
He's on
nothing.
The phone.
Don't give out nothing. Let's see who the other person is, too.
Well, they might as well hang up.
They might as well hang up.
You know
he knows the song.
Beyond a doubt.
Well, we want to talk to them anyway.
Yeah.
You
want to talk to both people.
It.
Okay, so who's on the line, second person?
You want to know who's singing that song?
No, not yet. Don't give the answer yet, Charles.
You have other...
What?
No, they hung up.
They hung up.
They heard Charles sing.
All right, Charles.
It was Charles Brooks that sang it.
So it was Charles Brooks? No.
Hey, Dave. Yeah, Dave, it's me.
That's what I'm saying, man. I recognize that voice.
How you doing, brother?
Great, man. How are you?
I hear you.
Okay, so who sang the song?
It's the Isley Brothers.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah!
That was just joking.
Charles
got it,
Brooks.
Dude.
All right. Can I tell more about it now?
No, just
please
wait.
Do.
Oh,
wait
Charles
a minute. Win?
He just won a gift card, $10 gift card from 2J's Restaurant. 2J's Restaurant.
Nice.
Aren't you a lucky person?
Matzo soup.
All right.
Okay,
like
2J's. Okay.
All right.
Oh,
say hi to Dawn.
Take down his name and address.
I got one thing that you guys forgot when you're talking about the doctor and that
good.
Medical thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
You always have the right. It is your choice.
That's true.
To say yes or no to the proposed treatment.
That's correct.
You don't have to do whatever they tell you.
Well, right.
Thank you for that advice.
For anything they tell you, actually.
Have a good one.
Take care.
Charles.
Thanks for calling in, Charles.
So let me read. This is interesting.
Yeah, go read about it. Yeah.
Okay. It's Your Thing, the Isley Brothers, is a funk single that was released in 1969. But this is the interesting part. The funk anthem was an artistic response to Motown chief Berry Gordy's demanding hold on his artists after the Isleys left the label in late 1968. Ooh. So it's your thing, do what you want to do, was their way of getting back at them, him, Berry Gordy, but in an artistic
And they did manner. It too, because they did. They're successful with that.
So who knew that? I didn't know
well,
that.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know, Berry Gordy was fabulous, but Ooh. He, what?
Oh, you tell that, and then we have a first-time caller from Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay. He did something that nobody else did in the music business.
Uh-oh, we don't want to
lose
him.
He taught, he made sure they all knew how to act on stage, off the stage. He sent them, the girls, to school to learn to how to walk, how to talk.
That, yeah.
He did everything like that because he wanted his people to be the best, and that's the truth. Okay, we got a line, a caller, first-time caller from Boston, Massachusetts.
Jay. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
All right.
You're the man in the movement. I heard you interview the other day online, and so you gave us the number, so I jotted down, listened to your show, decided to call and say hi, and you seem to be having quite a bit of a live radio show. Yep. Doing great.
Well, keep on listening. Jay, I'm glad you called in.
Welcome, Jay.
Yes, I'm calling from your hometown, Boston, Massachusetts.
That's where I was born, in Brookline. That's right.
Well, that's really
St.
cool.
St. Elizabeth Hospital. That's where I was
born. That's where I am right now, Brookline.
Yeah. How did you access the show, Jay? Tell me.
Well, I was listening through the telephone line.
Okay, good.
And that's the easy way to listen.
It is.
And so I heard you guys. I just decided to call and say hello and let you know that I'm listening.
Well, that's
wonderful.
Well,
thank you so much, Jay, and I hope you keep on listening.
Yeah, every Sunday night.
I sure will.
All righty. Well, welcome to Boston.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jay. Sure. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It.
Bye-bye.
Strong.
That was very nice.
That's Jay from Boston, Massachusetts.
Yes, sir.
Cool. First time listener.
Yep.
Big marathon, not
first
too long.
Hey,
yep.
Speaking of Boston, they're winning right now, 51-38.
He's talking basketball.
And playing the Chicago Bulls. You know I'm a Bulls fan, so if it were Ray Boston.
But you know Sorry what? To hear that.
But you know what? You know what? For a blind person, as I said on the shows many times, for a blind person listening to a basketball game, except unless you're on radio, you can't listen on television.
What's the thing? Good. Radio is great for football or basketball.
Correct.
If you
but not on television.
Oh no, that's terrible.
They don't tell you can't understand.
Right, they're talking about somebody's sister or something
exactly.
else. Nothing to do with the game.
And then
all.
They don't even know what the score is because they keep on talking about something else.
Right.
You're supposed to look at the numbers on the screen and how do you can only see the screen.
But still a lot of good radio play-by-play for sure.
A lot of times, if Dave and I are watching it, I'll turn the volume down because I like listening on the radio. Like,
right, Michael likes that too.
I'm a big Florida Gator fan and there's a number of guys, friends of mine that can see just fine and for football, we watch it on TV and have the radio broadcast.
That's exactly what Michael does with the Eagles.
Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes the radio is like a second fast, so you'll hear guy go, "Oh my!" and all of a sudden, then you look and you can see what's going. Pay attention a little more on TV.
Very good.
Well, I mean, I can always give you good play-by-play. I like to talk trash anyway.
There you go. I should just call you in and put you on the...
That's right. I go in with you.
Put you on the speakerphone.
So that was Charles who won it. I was very surprised. He won Isley Brothers. That's
well,
right.
He knows his music.
And you're talking about he won a nice 2J's for you
that
folks.
Is right.
Matter of fact, I just had a good corned beef sandwich there the other day. I love 2J's.
Oh, yeah.
For you folks that don't live in Florida, you're missing out because in Florida, they're
all over
Florida.
All over Florida. Right. I think they have 27
it's
locations in Florida.
West Palm Beach, Miami.
Lauderdale.
Did you hear our commercial? Did you hear our little ditty last week when we were doing about the Nestle's makes the very best chocolate?
Yes, I did.
That was funny. Yeah.
That was nice.
Speaking of commercials.
I'm going to do a back-to-back trivia.
Oh, brother.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Well, actually, you have your trivia.
I'll save
mine for the third.
Okay, I'll save it for the second
third hour.
I'll save yours for the second hour.
No more third hours.
They're expanding.
Okay, let's go.
I have 3 hours.
I want to go to trivia. Let's go.
All right.
Next one. Oh, here we go. Trivia.
Who says he's ready?
407-894-1680.
Chris is always ready.
You know what it is? Yeah.
What's that?
That's a pretty hard way to get into it all. It's... Teardrops.
Oh, no.
What are you hearing about teardrops?
Not the beginning part.
Wait, what are you saying about
teardrops? No. I'll tell you what that is later. It's not your brother's song. It's something else. But that person talking gives it away.
Uh-uh.
So I asked Chris, just don't play that part.
What did you say about teardrops?
Michael.
I heard teardrops.
On the pillow. I'll tell you after. Okay, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
That was the Nixon,
who is singing
Nixon
this song? This was a big, 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 big song. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Was not so long ago. You broke my heart in two. Tears on my elbow. Pain in my heart caused by you. Ooh, you. If we could start anew, I wouldn't hesitate. I'd
okay, so who is singing that song? That was a big group, and that was a big song. 407-894-1680. By the way, you can still see this group in Las Vegas and other big cities around the country.
And after somebody guesses, I'll explain to you why I told Chris not to play the very beginning. You'll get a kick out of it.
Well, I always like that song.
What?
That's an awesome song.
You know it?
Nope.
Oh, you never heard of it?
Well, no, I know the song, but I don't know who did it.
Oh, I'm shrinking here.
I'm anxious to find out myself.
Believe it or not, my brother used to say that was his favorite group. 407-894-1680. That's right. And by the way, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Right.
The
that's
show,
right.
The show, listen to me, the show that's catered to the visually impaired, the blind community. And we say
you're
we're
sure
the bridge
now.
Between us and the sighted folks.
You're sure now.
I'm sure what?
That they're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio.
I tried
show.
To listen to Blind and Beyond. Okay. And this is your host, Michael. And I'm listening to my wife who's telling me in the background something. And you know what it is, folks.
She's right? keeping you straight.
That's right.
God bless her.
Right. And you know what's
not
funny?
Easy
in, this, in this room, we have
somebody's
two sighted girls, women.
That's right.
And two
Yay.
Blind guys. And you know, the old favorite story is as long as you say yes, you're okay. Is that right? Is that right, mister?
It's best.
Oh, my right. goodness gracious. We're in California.
Okay.
We have Brent calling in from Hanford, California.
Okay.
Wow.
All righty. Hi, Brent.
Oh, yes, hi, good afternoon. Hi. I wanted to say I'm so thrilled that you folks are on the air again.
I thought
Thank
I recognized
so
the
much.
Name. You used to call in with Blind Matters.
Yes.
I remember the name. How are you?
And I've prayed for you folks and hoped that something would work out.
And
I'm so glad that you are back.
Well,
what part of
you.
California are you calling
Hanford.
From?
Hanford.
It's the Central Valley. It's about 40 miles from Fresno.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's wonderful. How'd you find us again?
Joseph told me about it.
All right.
From Lynn, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And sent me the information, so I went to the page, and I was just very, very thrilled to find you folks and find the show.
Oh, well, we're thrilled to have you back.
Thank you.
And keep on calling in and keep on listening.
Oh,
good. You know who it is?
You know who's singing?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I know who this is. But I mean, the record that you folks sent me from the other show, I still have it.
Oh, the CD from Michael Merritt?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, he's a wonderful songwriter and musician. Yes.
Yes.
So who is singing?
We'll have him back on the air again.
Do you want me to tell you who is singing this one?
Yes, I do. I wish, like, because
it's A Little Anthony and the Imperials.
100%.
Right.
Oh, congratulations.
Man. Good job.
All the way from California.
All right.
And listen,
listen,
you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Do they have Dunkin' Donuts near you?
Yes, in fact, they just came to Hanford last month.
Woo! Okay, so now you got it.
And I haven't been there yet.
All right, so now
you're in for a treat.
Dunkin' Donuts, and we're going to send you. So don't hang up.
Don't
give your,
hang
give
up.
Your,
right. yeah. song, right? Don't
yeah.
hang up.
You know what? I'm going to play that
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, let's play that song.
Yeah.
I
listen,
that.
Don't hang up. And
all right,
take
I'm
your
right
name
here.
And address and everything so we can send you a $10 gift card off the air. Okay.
And you keep on listening,
Brent.
You
keep on listening. Keep
yes.
on listening.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
Thank you too.
So let me tell you why in the beginning of that audio, Dick Clark is standing on the stage, I guess American Bandstand.
Yeah.
And he's got this pillow and he says, well, this is the way I'm going to introduce the song. And he's literally pouring water, drops of water. He says, this is going to be the tears on the pillow.
No.
And then he says, and here's Lily Anthony and the Imperials.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we couldn't play that clip with Dick
gotcha.
Clark. And we have Shirley from Winter Springs. So I think she wanted to guess the trivia, but let's say hello anyway. Hi, Shirley.
Shirley.
Hi,
Shirley.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Shirley.
I was going to guess, and surprisingly enough, I was correct, but it's irrelevant now.
All right. You got beat by California.
It was a good guess.
California. Yep.
Right.
All righty. Well, we're glad you're out there listening.
Keep on listening.
Oh, yeah, but I got a couple other comments anyway.
Okay.
I wanted to tell Dave I enjoyed his song. That was pretty cute.
Thank you. Hi, Shirley.
And I wanted to say, you know, somebody made a comment about second opinions and things, and I guess my feeling is if I was going to a doctor, you know, about who got upset about a second opinion, I think that I wouldn't be going to that doctor anymore.
I thought so, too. I agree.
Right.
You know what he said? Everyone certainly has the right to do that.
Yeah, and they should respect you for...
You know what he said to me, the doctor? Shirley, you know what he said?
I mean, What's that?
His exact words out of his mouth. He didn't say it. His nurse said, because I called back and ask another question about something else, and the nurse said, the doctor said that any further... reference to what I called in for, reference to the problem, from now on, speak to him, the doctor I asked the opinion. Don't ask him anymore in reference to that particular item. I have to speak to the other doctor to ask the opinion. I only went there for asking an opinion.
Well, shouldn't be told who you want to talk to.
You know, some doctors think, you know, they're God and you're never supposed to question what they say.
That's right.
And, you know, it just doesn't work that way, and everyone, you know, has a right to get a second opinion. And, you know, my feeling is if I'm going to go to somebody, like I said, if they're going to be that nasty about it and think they're that wonderful, then they can just deal with other patients who think they're that wonderful as well.
Yeah, some have a very high opinion of themselves.
Right.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Shirley. Thank you.
Good to hear you, Shirley.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And
thanks for calling.
Being able to talk to all of you.
We wish you the best.
You too.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.
We're on a break. Do you know we just had a call from California,
Boston,
Florida, all this back to back?
Within 5 minutes, yeah. I think.
All right, we're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
OrCam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks
that are visually impaired or blind. You don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
We're back. That's right, we're back. And this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. We got a call right now from Kevin, all the way from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Oh, we're rocking now. Pennsylvania's on the line.
I love it when people call in from all over the country.
Yep, I love it. Kevin, you there?
Yes, Michael, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, listen, I didn't forget about sending you that when I told you. Pretty much we'll go out next week. Okay? I didn't forget. We're working on it.
Okay, no problem.
Got so many winners. We're getting behind here.
Yep.
So what can I do for you today, young man?
Well, I just called in with a couple comments there. You were saying the doctors never told you there's places like Lighthouse and other stuff.
Yep,
that's right.
When I was first diagnosed with being legally blind. Oh, I was living in Massachusetts, and up there it was a law that the doctor had to notify that state's Department of Blind Services or whatever they call it up there, and they also had to ask you if they wanted to put in a little notification to them to contact you or not.
Yeah, but I heard about that. You're right. But they don't do that in Florida. I don't know. Pennsylvania, they don't do it. So Pennsylvania and Florida, they don't do it.
No, Pennsylvania, they don't do it. And, yep.
In Florida,
most other states,
I
guess, they don't do it. Then as far as the doctors go, yep, you really have to watch them. Because when I came to Pennsylvania, I had cataract surgery done, and about 2 years later, I got the YAG and had treatment done on those. And one eye ended up becoming, a lazy eye in between the first and the second treatment. And the doctor one day, go and do surgery, I guess, clip a muscle or something. I said, nah. I just went out, bought a patch, put that on good eye most of the day, and in 6 months, both eyes were just about fine.
Wow.
As far as that
lucky.
Goes.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah, and we had a little earthquake here a few hours ago.
In Pennsylvania?
Oh, no. You sit on a fault up there,
holy
probably.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it was only 2.3. It wasn't bad.
Lancaster.
Still scary enough.
Probably
man.
Sitting on
Nobody
a fault.
Nobody hurts. Hopefully.
All right. Well,
thanks for calling in, Kevin.
No damage or anything.
I think, Kevin, that's a perfect example of how everybody's an individual and you never know what's going to work for one person may work for another. And I'm glad you listened to that little voice inside that said, I'm going to try a patch first.
Yep. Well, I remember my little nephew when he was about 6 years old. He had lazy eye and he had to wear one on his good eye to strengthen the other one. So I've I'll give that a try.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again. Well,
thanks for calling in, Kevin. Hope to keep on listening.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
We'll be going to the second hour momentarily. Okay.
I want to thank Kevin for calling in. I want to thank Jay for calling up from Massachusetts. Thank you very much.
And Brent from California.
And Brent from California. All absolutely. Right. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Stay tuned for the second hour. We got a lot more coming up.